Canton man under arrest in connection with a deadly shooting earlier this month. 32-year-old Corey Partee was taken into custody Monday on warrants for reckless homicide and tampering with evidence. Partee allegedly shot 35-year-old Christopher Smith in the hip October 4th on Market Avenue North in Canton. Smith died at Mercy Hospital. Investigators say Partee also tried to dispose of the gun. He's scheduled to be arraigned at Canton Municipal Court today. Mother and daughter accused in a Canton murder now awaiting action from a Starr County grand jury. The case of 70-year-old Dorothy Lowry and 54-year-old Yolanda Lowry was bound over after they waived their preliminary hearings during a status conference Tuesday. Both charged with murder and the beating death of 54-year-old Jerry Morris of Canton. He was found dead in Akron August 1st, but the alleged crime happened in Canton. The three reportedly had lived together at one time, but not when the killing occurred. The Lowry's being held on $1 million bond. Timken Company reporting third quarter sales of $1.16 billion, up 2.7% from the same period a year ago. Timken posted net income in the third quarter of $69.3 million compared to $81.8 million for the same period last year. Adjusted net income of $96.2 million compared to $87 million a year ago. New president and CEO Lucien Boldea said the team is focused on finishing strong and positioning the company for growth in 2026. The full year 2025 outlook has earnings per diluted share now forecasted of $3.90 to $4 and adjusted earnings per diluted share from $5.20 to $5.30. Revenue expected to be down 0.75% for the year. The Stark Library has received a $10,000 gift from the Carnegie Corporation of New York celebrating America's upcoming 250th anniversary. The donation honors the original Canton Public Library, which opened in 1905 as one of more than 100 Carnegie libraries built in Ohio. Funds will help support construction of the new main library, continuing Andrew Carnegie's legacy of learning and community connection. Three new officers now serving with the Perry Township Police Department. Anthony Nicholson, Devin Lyons, and Rachel Simpson joined the force this year as part of the department's effort to expand staffing through the 2023 police levy. Chief Brian Taylor says the additions will help strengthen community engagement and public safety in the township. It was a night of recognition and change at Monday's Sebring Village Council meeting. Council honored retiring Police Chief Ray Harris with a plaque and a service weapon and sworn in new Chief Joshua Kelm. Aaron Peterman was promoted to sergeant and Dylan Vesey to full-time patrolman. Council also recognized Service Director Bill Sainer for 40 years of service, Wastewater Superintendent Lee Hatton, and Dispatcher Tracy Wheeler, each with 25. New two-year dispatch contract with Smith Township was approved effective January 1st. The cost is unchanged at roughly $20,000. The township will also pay $47,000 for computer-aided dispatching software. Catholic Diocese of Youngstown ending the practice of holding funeral visitations in churches. Bishop David Bonar announced effective December 1st, visitations will no longer be allowed in church buildings or facilities. He says the decision follows teaching that the church is a place of worship, not for viewings. Bonar says he understands the change could be difficult, but believes it's important to keep funeral rites in line with Catholic liturgy. Mahoning County coroners identify the body of a man found in a ditch on Youngstown's east side earlier this month. 41-year-old Samuel Rodriguez Hernandez was found dead October 19th on Nelson Avenue. Police initially called the death suspicious and are continuing to investigate it as possible homicide. An autopsy was performed at the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office. The Ohio Supreme Court has heard oral arguments in the case of a man sentenced to die for the 1985 murder of a Warren boy. An appeal was filed last year by the state solicitor general to review a lower court decision that found Danny Lee Hill cannot be seriously questioned due to an intellectual disability. The U.S. Supreme Court in 2002 banned the practice of executing the intellectually disabled. Hill's had more than 30 appeals in the case. He was found guilty of the fatal beating of 12-year-old Raymond Fife. Hill's scheduled for execution next year. Decisions usually take 4 to 6 months after oral arguments. Warren Mann will spend decades in prison for the murder of Choice Washington. 46-year-old David Holley was sentenced Tuesday to 41 and a half years to life in prison. Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Sarah Kovor also ruled Holley as a repeat violent offender. A jury found him guilty last week of murder and other charges in the August 3rd shooting of Washington on Scott Street Northeast and Warren. The man died 3 days later. Trumbull County judge sentenced a man to 5 years probation on child pornography charges. Common Pleas Judge Sarah Kovor handed down the punishment to 21-year-old Nathaniel Thompson. Pleaded guilty in July to two counts of pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor. Investigators say the material was discovered on his device after a tip to the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.